very terrible, you know. It's the shooting, exploding, you know, fire everywhere, you know. The headquarters of the police department is like it's in a war zone, you know. I can smell the fire. It's like explosions been for like the last 3 hours, for you know, heavy gun fire, you know, and this looks like rockets, you know, So it's under attack, you know, from the government here, and so the headquarters, like in the neighborhood there. There's like people live about blocks away from his compound, and it's like there's gunfire, really heavy gunfire, you know. So we're still under attack from Gaddafi, you know, because it's like a curse for Gaddafi, you know. He doesn't want people, he wants to wipe the whole people of Benghazi off the earth, you know. This is a really terrible thing, you know. This guy is a criminal, you know. And there's nobody doing nothing about it, you know. No, the country, you hear that explosion now? You know, there's a heavy explosion. It's like a war zone, you know. It's not like protesting, you know. He's attacking with heavy artillery. You know, so I don't know. The channels from all the countries, other countries, has been blocked. You can't watch what's going on. All his channel, Libyan channel, you can watch all Libyan channel. What the supporters, you know, Al Jazeera, Al Arabiya, Al Mahwa, all the other channels just wiped off the TV. You can't watch them anymore. You know, they've been blocked by. So I don't know what to say to you. You know, we just be under attack here. You know, it's really terrible. Today, just 50 people just buried. You know, and it's been about 250 people in the last 3 days killed. You know, by artillery, by gunfire. You know, and it's just like terrible. You know, this picture is really sad for the young kids. You know, just protesting. You know, honestly, and they firing live. You know. Rounds, it's no comparison at all by, you know, it looks like, Gaza, war zone, you know, it's not Libya. Libya is peaceful. The people here is very peaceful people, you know, they don't even carry arms, you know, nobody have guns, Libyan people, you know, all these is commanders, you know, carrying guns, and he's brought, from Africa, some black African country, they send them soldiers, so they patrolling the streets with guns, and they're not even from Libya, you know. Militia, you know. So it's terrible, you know. I want the whole world to see, you know. It's like he can't even get the true news from him, you know. Yeah, now I listen to his channel. It's like there's nothing happening, you know. You know. And we live in war here, you know. I mean, and this guy is just crazy, you know. He pretends there is nothing happening in Benghazi. There is war here. There is people dying, you know, like crazy, you know. The closest thing is the headquarters of the police department, and I can smell the fire from here. I can see it from the roof. If I go up top of the roof, I can see the gun shells and the fire rockets, you know. You know, but it's you can't leave your home. You're afraid they're gonna, you know, kill you. You know, so everybody just hide in the home. It's only the young people who's protesting. You know, 50,000 people, at least 50,000 people out in Benghazi. You know? They're just protesting, yes, against the regime. You know, you can hear the silence now, and the gunfire is still going on. You know, so it's a terrible thing. You know, that's happening in Benghazi. It's really sad. You know. Really sad to see this thing. What can I tell you? It's just